Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to My Sister's Diary. And I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I never know how to start these. I know I've said that literally every episode, but it's like, hello, everybody, welcome. And then what do I say? You know, how do I transition smoothly into the episode? I'm still working on it, so bear with me. But I really do hope you guys are having a great day. And I wanted to say thank you for last week's episode. If you haven't listened, it was a Dear Sam episode, which is like just your run-of-the-mill advice column. And I had some tough questions asked, and I was kind of nervous to put the episode out, to be honest, because it's hard to give advice on tough questions. It's easy to give advice on things that don't matter, but some of these questions were like real life stuff, and that was hard for me to answer. So I had lots of good feedback for that. So thank you guys so much for, first of all, listening, and second of all, submitting your questions, and third of all, being so receptive to the episode and just being kind. So if you submitted a question and I answered it and you're like, that freaking sucked, Sam, and you haven't told me, I'm sorry that happened. Nobody did tell me that. That made it sound like people are like, yeah, that episode or that advice sucked, but no one said that. But if you hated the advice I gave you, sorry for that, but that's just my opinion. And yeah, so let me introduce today's topic. So today I went on Reddit and I found, well, I was kind of deciding what I wanted to do, and I went to Reddit and I found accidental text messages, which is like my favorite topic. And we've done it before on Call Your Sisters and it was really fun. And as I was reading through Reddit, I was like, oh, I can either do like a listener submission or I can just like read some of these, because they're pretty funny. So normally I would probably do like a prompt and do listener submissions, but this time I think it'll be fun to just read through some of these Reddit ones. So I scoured Reddit and I found some of the ones I think are the best. A lot of them, I'll just tell you guys right now, were people sending pictures of their yoo-hoos to their moms or sisters or brothers. And I didn't want to just read all of those. So sorry, my daughter is here once again. And she just turned the fan on. So let me pause, get her out of the room, and then I'll keep going. Okay, she's gone. She's upstairs playing with her babies. We'll see how long this lasts. But what I was saying was, it's going to be fun, I think, to go through Reddit this time in reading these stories. So before I do that, I don't have really any like dear diary of myself. Like I don't have a diary entry for you guys, for me. Like nothing really exciting happened this week. And I don't really have anything I want to talk about. So instead of doing that, I had like one or two entries from the very first episode of Dear Diary where you guys submitted your diary entries that I didn't read. Well, actually there was probably three or four actually. But I might read one or two that were just a little bit too spicy, risque, if I do say so, for episode one, I feel like. So I haven't decided if I'm going to read one or two of them. We'll just see how it goes. But that's what I'm going to do. And then we'll dive into these Reddit stories for the day. Okay. Without further ado, let's read. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Let's read your dear diary entry. Okay. First one says, my marriage is open and I think my family suspects. I'm not, quote, hiding it from them, but I know it's something that my parents would be upset by. You know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. If your marriage is open and you and your husband are fine with it, then I mean, I don't understand how parents don't understand this, but like that, you know, part, winky wink, of your marriage does not involve your parents at all. And so if that's what you want to do, then do it, I guess. I honestly couldn't ever do it. I'm not judging you. You do whatever you want, but I swear I'm not judging you. That made it sound like I'm not judging you, but I really am. No, I'm not. I just, my jealousy could not handle it. And I would worry that Robbie would have more, you know, suitors than me. And that would make me mad because, like, no one would want me, but people would want him. Does that make sense? Anyway, so obviously you don't want to, like, nobody wants to do things that is going to make your parent mad, you know, but you also can't, like, live your whole life trying to please certain people, because then you're just going to, it's always a guess. Like, everybody in your life wants something different for you or from you. And so if you're trying to please every single person, you're going to be pulling yourself in a million different directions. So just do whatever feels good to you and whatever works in your marriage. I know that was an advice question, so sorry I'm giving you my unsolicited advice, but those are just my thoughts, so sorry. Okay, next one says, I'm going to read two of them. Okay, so this one, they're kind of in the same family, so this one says, sometimes I think about becoming a swinger, but then I feel like I would be jealous if my husband was with another girl. Yeah, kind of what I was saying. Like, personally, I don't see myself ever wanting this for myself, because I get jealous of, like, my husband's phone. Like, if he's on his phone too long, I'm like, do you love your phone more than you love me? Excuse me. Like, I just can't do it. Even if he's, like, in the bathroom too long, I'm like, why are you in the bathroom when you could be spending time with me? Like, I don't get it. So yeah, I don't think I could ever do this, but I know there are people that do it. And truthfully, I don't know anybody in my personal life who swings, but I've never heard of swinging being successful in a monogamous relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it always blows up. So I know it might, like, because you said you think about becoming a swinger, the romanticized version of whatever you're thinking is, like, fun maybe, but in reality, maybe it's not so fun. So maybe think about that and that'll help you stop thinking about it. Okay. That being said, I'm having a hard time today. Okay, you guys, I think it's my antidepressants. Not to, you know, actually, I don't care. I talk about my antidepressants. It's not taboo to me. I don't care that people know that I'm on them. So I'll just tell you, one of the antidepressants I'm on, if I don't take it at the exact same time every day, it affects me greatly. Like, I get dizzy. I get, like, brain zaps. If you guys have never had those, it's a trip. I get brain zaps. I get really, really tired. And my brain, like, doesn't connect my sentences very well. And I took it, like, 2 hours late today. And so my brain is a little bit slower than normal. Okay, let's get into these Reddit stories, okay? So the first one I found was, like I said, I tried to steer away from, like, the sexual ones, because I don't want this whole episode to just be like, I sent my mom a picture of blah. Like, you get the gist. That happens to people, and you should probably change your mom's name from something, like, obscure, like maybe a number or something, so you don't ever accidentally call or talk or, oh my gosh, text her or your dad. Okay, first one says, the most embarrassing for me was actually one that I received. I had a second date with a girl, and a few hours before the date, she texted me, whatever happened to the guys who give us butterflies? She texted back saying it was not meant for me, then stood me up. This would haunt me for both people. Had I been the one to send it, and had I been the one to receive it? I don't know. Okay, it's easy to say this from an outsider's perspective, but, like, you can't take it personally, because she didn't say you were, like, ugly or annoying or rude or had, you know, BO. She just said, like, you didn't give her butterflies, which could mean that she likes you, just the spark wasn't there, right? But I would still think about this forever. Like, if next time I went on a date, I'm like, how do I give this person butterflies? Or, I don't know. You know, accidentally texting someone is the worst feeling in the world. Like, your heart literally drops to your butt and falls out because it's so terrifying. I should have done this before I started reading this stories, but I have sent a few accidental texts. None that come to, like, the top of my mind automatically. But I do have one. If you listen to Call Your Sisters, you remember me talking about this. And if you're my best friend, I feel like we don't really talk about this in person because it was embarrassing. And yeah, we just kind of pretend it never happened. But when we were, like, first hanging out again, so here's the gist. Here's a really quick lowdown on me and my best friend. When we were kids, we both lived in the same town. And then when I was like 5, my family moved away. And we were like best friends before my family moved away. And then we spent a couple summers together, mostly at her house, but she came to my house one summer. And then we just kind of lost touch in high school. And then we had our babies. I moved back up to the town we were in. And we had our babies one day apart. And they were both in the NICU together at the same hospital. And it was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, you're here. Like, we knew each other were up in the same town again, but we hadn't reconnected. And then our babies were in the hospital together. And we were like, oh my gosh. And anyway, that was kind of crazy. So now we're best friends again. And when we were like first starting to hang out again, it was Christmas time, and I had the intention of getting her and her kids some stuff for Christmas, and it just spaced my mind. And so I texted my husband and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to get her a Christmas present. Will you stop by Walmart and just get this and this? And this text I sent after I had just got done telling her that I had bought her present and I left it in my husband's car and he took it to work and I was so mad at him. I made up this whole lie. Okay. I made up a whole entire lie and I told her. And then I was like, why isn't my husband, Robbie, his name's Robbie, why isn't Robbie texting me back? I looked down at my phone and I had sent the text to her. Actually, okay. I got the timeline of things mixed up. She came to my house after I sent that text message. So I sent her that text before she got to my house. And then she got to my house and I made up this whole lie about how I had bought her a Christmas present. It was in my husband's car. That wasn't true. I checked my phone. It had been read and I had sent it to her. So that was really embarrassing. I did call myself out on the spot. I was like, I'm so sorry. I lied. And it was pretty awkward. And then I did get her a present, okay? And took it to her house. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst friend in the world. But yeah, we're still best friends now. So I feel like it's okay. But anyway, sorry, that was a really long story. And I should have told it before I started the Reddit stories, but I didn't. But yeah, anyway, that's the only one that I can think of. And it's really not that bad. Like, the outcome of it didn't really change my life. It was just an embarrassing moment. So, okay. Moving on to the next story, says, sent a text to my girlfriend asking her for some nudes. Accidentally sent it to my mom. She was coming to visit the next day, so I couldn't even hide. Still comes up at family gatherings. The way I would absolutely die. I've talked about this before, not on this podcast, but, you know, to people I know and on Call Your Sisters. Sorry, I keep mentioning it, but yeah, we did that for a long time. So things come up when I'm talking. Yeah, so I would die. I would throw myself into a garbage can and set it on fire and just hope that I never see them in the afterlife either, because I could never face them again, ever. Okay, actually, asking for nudes would be not as bad as sending them a nude, like I was talking about, how the people of Reddit have sent many, many moms pictures of their stuff. And that's when I would put myself in the garbage can and light it on fire. But if I just asked for it, I would probably be mortified and never want to, like, see them again. I could never look them in the eye, you know, but I could probably live. But it coming up at family gatherings would be pretty embarrassing, you know. And I'm the type of person who can dish it out, but I can't really take it as well. You know, like, I can a little bit of roast here and there I can take. But if it were to come up at every family gathering, I would start to get like, okay, guys, can we drop it? Yeah. So anyway, next one says, I texted a YouTube video of a guy doing a one-armed push-up to my boss who had lost his arm in a biking accident. It was supposed to go to my girlfriend. This is another one where, like, I feel like this kind of situation happens to people quite a bit. Like, one time my mom, sorry, mom, I'm going to call you out, but she had texted somebody that had just had like gastric bypass surgery. And hold on, I'm trying to think of how the story just slipped my mind now. She texted them and said, hope you're having a fast recovery. But instead she said, I hope you're having a fat recovery. And she had just had gastric bypass. Oh my gosh, I cannot talk. Gastric bypass surgery. And so it was the lady texts back. She's like, actually, that's what got me into this in the first place. So it was funny, but mortifying for my mom. Sorry, Mom, I just called you out. So this one actually has a follow-up. It says, edit with a follow-up. He was a good sport about it. He said, well, I'm going to have to try that out. Thanks. He laughed about it for a while and said that everybody had always avoided talking to him about his arm. Edit number two says, he also ran a half marathon with my fiance and me. He's a rock star. So yeah, it sounds to me like everything worked out, but your heart probably dropped to your butt because you're like, I'm so, so sorry that happened. That, I mean, obviously that he lost his arm, but also that you texted him a video of someone doing a one-armed push-up. Okay, next one says, I accidentally pocket sent a photo of my b-hole that I had taken when checking for a hemorrhoid to my mom. Her response was, I think you butt-dialed me. why do you have a photo of that? Like, why didn't you just get a mirror and look? You know, like, why'd you have to snap the picture? You know? That seems interesting to me. Also, I don't understand in this day and age how you can accidentally send a picture. Like, I get it if you're trying to send it to someone and you accidentally type in the wrong name. That makes sense to me. But if you just, like, pocket send, I don't understand that. Because, like, you don't sit on your phone and it presses buttons. Like, you have to use your finger to press things. So I don't understand. Not saying that this person sent it to their mom on purpose. But, and maybe it was back in the day when we had flip phones and it had buttons on it. I don't know. But note to self, don't take pictures of my b-hole because I might accidentally send it to my mom. And yeah, she doesn't need to see that. She does not need to see that. Nobody needs to see that. Okay. That's some good life advice right there for you. Okay. Next one says, I was riding in the car with my friend once. He was pretty nasty, so he had a pretty bad smell sometimes. He was wearing flip-flops and the stench from his feet were unbearable. I sent a text to my girlfriend, who is also friends with him, saying, Frank's feet smell like death. I sent it to him. You know, maybe this is the, I don't know the right word, the slap on the back? No, sorry. Anyway, the straw on the camel's back, is that the right word? I don't know. Anyway, the thing that finally opened Frank's eyes to realize, like, wow, my feet are affecting other people's lives. Like, I better start watching these things. And also, if you haven't been, okay, if you have been, like, at work all day and you take your shoes off and they stink because you've been, like, walking around and stuff, that's acceptable. That's normal. Like, sometimes you can't change that. Like, it just happens. But if you're wearing flip-flops and, like, you haven't been wearing anything closed-toed or anything like that, and your feet are just out here reeking, that's a problem. That's a big, big problem. Like, you should wash your feet for sure. I heard something one time that people were saying that when they're in the shower, they don't think about scrubbing their feet. They just, like, wash their legs and wash their body, but they don't, like, wash the bottom of their feet. And I'm like, that's like the most used part of your body. Like, if you're walking around, your feet are touching the ground all day long and you're just gonna not wash them? That makes no sense to me. I do understand, like, sometimes it gets slippery in the bathtub and, like, if you have a shower or bathtub type thing, and you might fall. So it is a risk, but I think it's a risk that everybody should be willing to take to wash their feet. Can we all agree on that? Okay. All right, next one says, when I was 17, my then boyfriend left a message of him serenading me. Unbeknownst to me, he used a friend's phone. So I hit reply and sang something to him too. I was never a good singer and I made up the stupidest 4-line rhyme. It was pretty embarrassing when the phone owner called and told me I had the wrong number. Why would your boyfriend use someone else's phone that you don't know to serenade you? And why didn't you know that? Like, why didn't they see that it wasn't her boyfriend's number? You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, sometimes I, like, dive into these stories too much. I'm like, that doesn't sound real. But yeah, this reminds me of, if you guys watched The Bachelor, Bachelorette, I can't remember what the girl's, I think it was Allie. I don't know her last name, but there was a guy who, they went on, like, a plane ride, and then they went and had this picnic, and he's like, I'm gonna sing you something. She's like, okay. And he's like, I'm not gonna sing it for you guys. I will not do that to you. First of all, I can't remember the words, but it was not amazing. I'll just say that. And she was like, like she kind of laughed. And then she thought he was done. And then he just started again. And it's so freaking funny. Like, I feel bad for the guy because secondhand embarrassment hits me hard when I watch that. But it's so funny. Like, whenever I need to pick me up, I'm like, I need to watch that video again. So I'll find it and post it on my story because it's so freaking funny. And I bet this is kind of similar feeling. But also, I don't know. I don't know that I would like if Robbie sent me a song that, like, serenading me on the phone, I'd be like, ew, why did you do that? Maybe I'm just not romantic at all. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. But I don't think that would personally be very romantic. So unless it was funny. If it was funny, that would be fine. But okay, moving on. Next one says, there's a restaurant here called Wienerworks. I meant to text my wife, but texted my coworker, I'll give you some Wienerworks tonight. He politely declined. Okay, this restaurant set everybody up to fail. You know what I mean? Like, why would you call your restaurant Wienerworks? If you have a restaurant, just leave the name Wiener out of the title, just as like general advice. You know, leave the word Wiener or anything to do with wieners out of the title. That will save you a lot. People, like, personally, if Robbie was like, for Valentine's Day, he's like, hey, do you want to go to Wienerworks? I'd be like, no, I don't want to go to Wienerworks. And I don't know, is it kind of like a Hooters situation? Or I hope not. That would be terrible. I'm thinking like hot dog stand type thing. But yeah, that just, they're setting everyone up to fail because, like, I'm going to take you to Wienerworks. That has 100 euphemisms in it right there. So that's not your fault. That is not this person's fault. So also, I hope the coworker was like a good sport about it, being like, haha, or if he was just like, no, thank you. Like, those are the worst kind of people. Okay. It's good to have a sense of humor. All right. Next one. Hold on. How many do I have left? Okay. I have a few. Next one says, I was up late texting a lady friend of mine. I had gotten, let me restart. I was up late. Oh, my brain hurts. Let me start one more time. I was up late texting a lady friend of mine. I had gotten to about 1:30 in the morning, that kind of late. I had quite the crush on her, so I thought as a catharsis, I would type out a text that would never be sent in which I express everything I thought of her and ask her out. Having finished it, I put my phone down, turn over, and go to sleep. Fast forward a few hours, I wake up in a fit of anxiety. I usually only wake up because my phone's alarm, so naturally I reach for it and press the necessary combination buttons to turn off the alarm, roll over, and fall back asleep. Little did I realize I still had that text up on screen and had just sent it to the lady friend. I suppose it's not so much the wrong person as it is a message that was never supposed to be sent. Yeah, this is, you know, I do this sometimes where like I go into my notes on my phone and brain dump. Even sometimes, like if I'm just really agitated with somebody and instead of like saying it to them, because a lot of time it's stuff I don't mean, it's like my problem, like I'm agitated about something else and so I'm like projecting it onto them, so I go on my phone and I just write out everything, every thought that I have, and then I can look through it and be like, okay, I'm totally wrong. So I do that on my notes phone. I would never do that on like the contact of the person. I would never go to like our previous messages and type out that message, because like this person, what if I accidentally sent it and a lot of it would be stuff that I don't mean. This person obviously meant this stuff, but he didn't want her to know yet or at all. So that is unfortunate for him. Hopefully she was like, you know, flattered and maybe they're dating now. Who knows? But this reminds me, this wasn't an accidental text by any means. I sent a text like this one time where I had a crush on this boy when I was in high school, like a bad, terrible crush on this boy. And we had like hung out a few times, whatever, and things were kind of weird. And I could tell, like, he was, I could tell that I had a bigger crush on him than he did on me, if he even had one on me. I don't know. And I was talking to my friend one time, and I was like, just telling her, like, how much I like him and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, why don't you just tell him? Like, why don't you just text him and tell him and just kind of ask him, like, where things are? And I was like, that's a fantastic idea. So, of course, I did. I drafted this huge message just basically telling him everything I felt and like how, asking him how he felt, whatever. and I sent it, and he read it and didn't answer. And it's not like we were just like acquaintances and like I just like never see him again. Like we kind of hung out. Like our friends were like we were friends. And so that made it awkward. You know what I did? This is exactly what I did. I deleted the message in my phone and pretended like I never sent it. And you know what? That worked. That worked for me. I gaslighted myself so hard and was like, I never sent that message, and he never saw it, and he didn't ignore me. He just never saw it. And that's what I told myself. So that was really, really embarrassing for me. Moral of the story, never listen to your friends. Just kidding. That was probably a good idea, because then it helped me like move on, be like, okay, yeah, he actually really doesn't like me. So anyway, next one says, my girlfriend sent me a picture of her wearing a new bra. I replied, wow, sweetie, your boobs look great, to my roommate instead. Yeah, whoops. I don't understand how she sent you the picture, and then how did you go from her text message to a different message thread? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you just clicked on the wrong thing. But yeah, this definitely could be worse. You could say it to like your mom or your girlfriend's sister or something like that. Your roommate, not too bad, unless you have zero relationship with them. Like if you guys are like roommates because you have to be and you don't really like each other, and you send him like as much as a message that's like, wow, your knockers look amazing today. That would make things a little bit weird. But hopefully, like I said, most people should have like a good sense of humor and just kind of brush it off and realize like that was a mistake. He doesn't actually think my boobies are nice. You know what I mean? So I'm assuming that your roommate was also a guy that could, that would make things worse for sure if you like had a female roommate. I'm also assuming that the girlfriend, okay, I'm making a lot of assumptions on gender here, but I assume, actually I shouldn't, I'm not going to assume anything. Either way, sending your roommates saying this would be awkward for sure. Okay, next one says, good for you. Basically, I just spray blood in the toilet and call it a shit. To all the parents of a group of kids I was teaching. Okay, I went to school for elementary education, and this was like one of my biggest nightmares, was accidentally sending a message to people, like to students, parents, of something that was meant to be personal. Not like this, obviously. Obviously, this person has some issues and they need to see a doctor. No shame in him telling whoever he was supposed to be telling about this, but this was a fear of mine that I was gonna actually, this is still a fear of mine because my son plays sports, like a few sports, and like on his sports teams, they usually have like a group message. And sometimes I worry about accidentally sending something to that group message, or even worse, like my family group message, you know, like that would be, I would have to excuse myself from the family permanently. So yeah, it could be worse. Like I said, it could be worse. It could always be worse. You could send something worse. Even if you're thinking of the worst thing you possibly send, I bet it could be worse. So just remember that. Okay. Next one says, meant to text my boyfriend that I really didn't like this guy I was working with. Accidentally sent it to the guy I don't like. Many awkward shifts came later. Yeah, this, I don't think this has ever happened to me. But I know people that it has happened to. Maybe it has happened to me. I don't think so. But I feel like I'd remember that. Either that or I'm really good at blocking out traumatic memories. But I definitely know someone who sent a similar text like this. And there is absolutely no way to play it off. Like I did with my best friend when I told her like, hey, I forgot to give you a present, even though I already lied and told her I did. There's no way to get past this other than just confessing and being like, I'm so sorry that that was sent to you. Obviously, it wasn't for your eyes, and take ownership and be like, that's my bad. I was being shallow. I didn't give you a chance. I didn't get to know you or whatever. Like, I said something mean that I shouldn't have said, and that's my fault. And that's basically the best you can do. You can just apologize and own it, not make excuses. And that's the best way of moving on. Or do the other thing where you just ignore it. You know, like when I sent that text to that boy, just pretend like it never happened. And then eventually you'll forget. And 10 years later, you'll remember and be like, oh my gosh, But you'll be moved on from that part of your life and you'll never see that person again. So it won't matter. So those are your two options to this random person on Reddit who will absolutely never hear this podcast. Okay. Let's see. I think that might have been my last one. Yeah, that was my last one. So moral of the story is double, triple, quadruple check who you're texting before you send a message, because you could ruin your life if you send something accidentally to someone else. Also, I feel like Snapchat gets me worst of all. Like, if I am, I don't send like those kind of pictures on Snapchat, okay? Just like when I'm texting, I mostly just like text my sister or brother and or send stupid pictures. Actually, this happened to me one time. I had a crush on this. It was a different boy, another boy. And I was Snapchatting my best friend at the same time when I was in high school. And we would just like send each other the ugliest pictures of ourselves that we could possibly do, which is what I still do with my sisters. But yeah, at that time, I wasn't like okay with people knowing that I could be ugly. You know what I mean? Now I'm like, I don't really care if someone else sees us. But yeah, I was Snapchatting this boy that I liked and also my best friend at the same time. I accidentally sent him a horrendously ugly picture of myself. Like it was bad. And he just replied and was like, that was weird. That's what he said. That's what he said. And I was like, well, shoot. And looking back on that now, he wasn't cool about that. And that should have been red flag for me. Okay. He should have been like, wow, that was funny. But he didn't. He was like, that was weird. Anyway, so yeah, be careful on Snapchat. Be careful on your phone. Be careful on Facebook. You know, like, don't be like an old lady searching, trying to search in the search bar and accidentally press it into your story. Don't do that. Be careful on Messenger. Be careful. Yeah, just in life in general. And that's why we should go back to snail mail. That's why we should only communicate through letters, because you can't accidentally send someone a letter. I guess you probably could, but way less likely. So anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoy listening to these stories of Reddit, and I will be posting a link, not a link, a submission box for next week's episode. I think I'm going to do, actually, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'll let you know tomorrow when I post this episode, but I'll post a submission box for the next week, and make sure you subscribe, rate, review if you have not done so to this podcast, and share with your friends. Please, please, please. I am shamelessly begging you to share this podcast with your friends, because that's the best way to grow the podcast. Like, a lot of times, if I see like a podcast on Instagram, I'm not as likely to like go listen to their episodes as I am if someone tells me about the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, if someone tells me, you should listen to this podcast, it's really good. Or someone posts on Instagram and they're like, this podcast is good, you should listen to it. I'm way more likely to go listen to it than if I just come across it on Instagram. So it's really, really helpful if you guys share. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with your friends. So anyway, love you guys. Hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you next week. Bye.